tricky situation. Here I'm campaigning for Governor Oregon, and so is the governor. We, Tony and I know all the times we faced the issue on the floor of the Senate. I've gone to Eugene and I said, look, let's consider the alternatives. Nobody I know of has considered the alternatives. I'm not talking in Eugene. I don't have bulletproof glass in front of me, but nonetheless, I'm talking to Eugene. I said, look, you say you want no more field burning, right?
Right.
Okay? Let's now consider the alternatives. What are the alternatives? Well, one is that you find another economical crop, right?
Right.
Okay, now can you find an economical crop for 180 or 200,000 acres in the valley? No, they really couldn't think of one. There is an economical crop for a few of those acres, but certainly not as you get closer to Eugene with that heavy soil. So I said, okay, the next alternative, that's not feasible, is that the farmer does nothing. He doesn't plant any grass seed, didn't plant any crop, he just sits there, pays his property tax and does nothing. Well, that becomes very obviously not an alternative. So I said, what's the third alternative? You can't plant an economical crop. You can't grow grass seed. What do you do? Well, subdivide. Well, that's not really what they want either. And so I said, look, what we must do is we must perpetuate this industry. We must let them burn. We know that we're coming closer to some kind of alternative decisions in this area, that it is possible to find something. I can't believe in my mind that there is not. In the meantime, let's all cooperate. Smoke management, I think, can be very successful, and we're doing a better job of it all the time. Problems appear, we find out what they are, we correct it next year. But I said what we ought to do also is ask some cooperation in terms of slash burning during that period of time. And we should ask industry in Eugene to cooperate that's using that airshed. Maybe cut down on their hours, they possibly can do to help them cooperate. And I said also you drivers in Eugene should also cooperate. That, of course, is the least of the accepted versions of what I suggested. I was reading in the newspaper just Sunday, I think it was, and there was what they call, I think it was 6.5 hours of smoke intrusion in Eugene last year. That was a pretty insignificant figure, but what really I found very interesting that in prior years it had been something like 42 hours of intrusion. When I break down 42 hours, that's less than 2 full days. And I said to them in Eugene, you just love this beautiful green area for 10 months out of the year. You love to see the lambs romping around and the sheep out there. You just don't like it for 10 months out of the year. And incidentally, the grassy farmers don't really like it any better than you do. They don't really like to be in the news every year. What I guess I'm trying to lead to is this, that we need to always consider what our alternatives are. We cannot go off just shooting half-cocked and say we've got to stop something or change our ideas or change our beliefs just because that's the way it is for the moment. We must reflect, think, deliberate, come up with alternatives, and then we can all solve the problem. Most classic of the kinds of things that have been going on is, and I'm sure most of you read the Sunday Journal article, which I have in front of me. I read it, gave it to my wife to read. She worries about some of the things I do from time to time. I said, here, read this, see if you feel better. And she did, read it, and she did feel better. But you see, what has been going on in our society lately is that we have been pushed around by people who really don't understand what the situation is and who have been using politics instead of science. The classic, obviously, is the 245T issue. Classic, truly is. If you haven't read it, I would suggest that you do. But I made a few notes. I read the whole thing. Made a few notes. First of all, comment in this article that the chemical has been used in the nation's forests since the 1950s without measurable ill effects to man, soil, wildlife, or streams. According to the gist of 50,000 studies undertaken by scientists. So now we use it since the 50s, no noticeable effect. In the middle of the article, it's the scientists are still exploring the impact of a disastrous explosion July 10th, 1976 in Seveso, in a manufacturing town about 13 miles north of Milan, Italy. Pardon me for rereading it, but I've selected it for those of you who read it. It's like it's pieces out of it to prove my point. An unattended chemical reactor, which produced 2,4,5-T, blew up and released into the open air